tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Ali. Now, as Ali told you during the news there, a number of premises in Tipperary have been reprimanded for selling alcohol to minors, and the Gardaí in Care led an operation into the sale of alcohol to young people under the age of 18 this week, and they found that out of 10 locations visited, 7 carried out a sale to an underage buyer, and some neglected to ask for sufficient identification. And that's fine and very well, and I think that's fantastic, to be honest. But the amount of abuse about the Gardaí on social media over that, and I just don't know where that is coming from. Like, you know, they're carrying out their job. It's illegal to send to sell to underage people. What is the problem? Why would you have a go over that? I mean, you know, anyway, it's law of the land and all of that. 1800 938 007. And now our wonderful draw, of course, is that breakaway to the Clayton Hotel in Cork City. 2-night breakaway in a beautiful room, I'm told, with breakfast, 3-course dinner, access to the gym and to the pool as well. And our final finalist in that, our final finalist is Deirdre Brockley of Kilsheelan, who texted in earlier on saying that she received her vaccine on Wednesday, but has family members who are older who are still waiting. And we're getting quite a few a text and WhatsApp about that as well. But in the meantime, anyway, Deirdre, you're into the big draw, and we will announce the winner before 12 o'clock today. 1800 938 007. It's time for Johnny Luby. Johnny, good morning to you.
Fine, well, what's happening?
Not much at the moment, except that I'm starving and I'm thinking about takeaways and all of that kind of thing.
We're on a bloody diet.
I am on a diet.
I never helped on Tip FM as much talk about food and the whole lot. And
I know.
Look,
I know.
You can't forget the chipper in Clare and the one in Golden.
The one in Golden's gorgeous. Yeah, I've had the piece out of that a couple of times.
And friend, don't forget the Grace Robert with the chipper van.
In Dundrum there.
Yeah, in Dundrum on a Thursday and Friday night, and Clonoulty on a Saturday and Sunday evening.
Yeah, this is the one you're getting free chips from for all the mentions that you...
And you'll get them again, I'm telling you. And that's a load of... Just don't get the sanitizer mixed up with the bloody vinegar, friend. I'll tell you that, buddy.
But, yeah, that could be nasty, all right, that's for sure, yeah.
He does a great bag of chips.
Does he indeed?
Yeah. Oh, Christ, top of the bloody pops.
Right, yeah, I know where you'll be going for food tonight, but anyway... There you are. Listen, you want to congratulate everybody who donated to St. Cormac's and to Skull Cormac, and Skull Ingus as well, with their wonderful fundraising.
That's right, Jeff, and looks absolutely marvellous. And a sincere thanks to yourself and, of course, Tip FM for allowing us a bit of time on Tip FM to raise the causes of Skull Cormac, Skull Ingus, and the ASD unit in Thomastown. And, of course, they were... backed up by Golden Kilfeekle GA Club and Kilfeekle and District Rugby Club. The Kilfeekle Rugby Club and Golden Kilfeekle GA Club have raised maybe 40,000 since last March, and that is absolutely superb. It's down to the generosity of the people and the lads involved that go working and maybe ringing a fella here and there that just mightn't be on the GoFundMe page. But to raise 23,000 this particular week for the special needs school, hey, it's absolutely wonderful. And look, it's finishing up this evening, Fran, and a sincere thanks to everybody who donates, whether it was a euro or a 5 euro, whatever the case may be. Keep it small, it all adds up. And as I said, Fran, it's finishing up this evening, and genuinely thanks to yourself, Fran, for giving us the airtime.
We're delighted
I've no doubt. And then listening to that lady talking about the autism and the guide dogs and that, listen, there's wonderful people out there and there's wonderful causes, and it can be hard to subscribe to them all, but now and again, if we give a small little thing, suppose you're giving them just say a 5 or 2 to such a fund, that you might say, listen, I'll give 3 euro to that and 2 euro to the other thing. Everything is appreciated, and there are wonderful people associated with it, you know. And on Sunday morning last friend, then of course I had nothing to do for a half an hour, and I said, here goes, I'll go over to that neck of the woods between Hoss and Jockey and Tullis for the removal of the remains of Tom Sheedy.
Oh, Tom's removal.
And look, it was beautiful on the roadside there as we spoke to a few people and that, and looking at his lovely garden and that, friend, and look, a tear had come to your eye when you thought immediately of his final words to his lovely wife, the way that he blew a kiss to her into the window.
Just unbelievable. Just
unbelievable, Fran. And like to hear yourself will say in the interview there, even this morning on Payback, and that it brings a dose of reality to the whole situation, God. You know.
Absolutely.
But look, our sympathies to them, and indeed to the Larkin, as I said, the Larkin family in Kilshiel, and I got a lovely phone call the other day from Pat Larkin thanking us for mentioning his dad, Liam. Look, Fran, all want, let us maybe some part of the day long just think of the those that are near and dear to us who have passed on in the last
of
year.
Of course, yes.
For one reason
or another. We heard, of course, about the passing of Tom Ambrose as well. And I'm always thinking about it's the same with Tom Sheehy. The amount of turnout that there would be in other times for these kind of occasions, you know, just to pay homage to these people, you know.
That's right, Jeff. Yeah. And Tom Ambrose, forever and a day, will always be associated with the council, you know. That himself, Michael Fitzgerald, I think, were the two longest serving members. Michael is still there, thanks be to God. And listening to that. And of course, then you had another Tom on this morning, a fund of knowledge, Tom Woods. Absolutely.
Isn't he just?
You could give forever listening to him with the rock and that. But I wonder what use would a roof eventually do on the rock, friend?
Well, why would you have a problem with that?
I don't know myself. Look, I think people just go in and like to look up at the sky and things like that.
Is that so? Yeah.
Yeah, look, it probably, Mother Ireland, of course, it possibly will cost a fortune.
Mm.
You know, and I mean a fortune to do it. I'd love to see it. I mean, it's magnificent in all its glory, with the lights shining on it at night, and it's probably one of the landmarks of Ireland, the Rock of Cashel, and especially coming in the old Dublin Road there in the evening, if you're driving back.
Just
it's awesome.
But you know where I was during the week? I went down there with John G, down to Hoare Abbey. I haven't been there since I was a kid. And do you know, it's a magnificent place. But it's always in the shadow of the Rock of Cashel. If that was any place else, there'd be excursions to it, Johnny, you know?
That's right, Jeff. And we used to go there in our courting days.
So it was an old courting spot, wasn't it?
Oh, Christ the 12th, but we never really saw the Hoare Abbey. You know?
You didn't appreciate the architecture, is what you're telling me, Johnny.
Friend, no. But of course, friend, just like everything else, just that reminds me of, I was talking to Nellie Connell this morning, and she just said, I went for put our shot on Wednesday.
Yeah, you got the vaccine.
In the poppy field, you know, and the girls, like, they were absolutely fantastic. They all listened to you, friend, you know, and they asked me to describe your one nurse, and I said, look, he's tall, I said, dark, he's fairly handsome as well and all that thing, and she said, Jesus, I think I'll get rid of the husband with the way you're describing.
Go wear that. You said I was fat. You're always saying I'm fat, you see. That's...
mentioning that now again. I wasn't listening to this morning because I was doing a bit of strimming there, but somebody said that you're looking for a lawnmower, you see, and that your lawnmower, Matthew McGrath, came up with.
Matthew wanted to send up the sheep, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't go for that because he said nothing about the subsidy. The subsidy is nearly more important than the bloody sheep. But anyway, Tommy Helly.
Yes.
The bishop, we call him. He's about 21, maybe 22 stone, a fine build of a man.
Right.
And I've no doubt he's listening now. Tommy said, I'll fix his lawnmower, he said. So there you are. There's a man that will get your lawnmower looked after. But you see, I thought it was a push you were on.
No, I only gave it to the right on thing, but I gave it in to be serviced about, I don't know, a rocket was sent to the moon in less time than it took to fix this bloody thing. But anyway, I met a great chap yesterday, Michael, and he's going to look after it for us today, and he's going to sort everything out. So
just to finish up on Tommy Helly, I've eliminated and Billy Callan eliminated and Tony Cooney eliminated from The Heaviest Baby. I've no doubt that Tommy Helly will tip the scales at £17, indeed, when he was born.
He was not £17.
He wasn't too far off it. Mentioning the maternity, the what you call it can't come down now, can they, the partners?
Well, they can. Paul Reid is saying they should be able to, but individual hospitals are saying no.
Yeah, but you see, I saw Del by in Fools and Horses, and that's back in the 60s, and he went in with the wife when she was expecting. Sure, he was part of the scene there with the gynaecologists and mathematicians and beauticians and every other kind of an outpatient that was there. But he was absolutely superb. But, friend, mentioning that, you see, you have to be very careful when you say at times of what you say, but you see, they says that they're telling a story about a fella, he was very mean. You see, and he was very tight, and the wife was expecting. And somebody said, like, to go into Dr. Frank Curry, like, that he's quite good at delivering babies. So he went into Frank Curry, and Frank said, I'll charge you a tenner. And your man said, that's second hell. He said, you're too dear. He said, I couldn't afford you. I tell you what, says Frank, there's a guy there out near the Cross of Ballywire, Andrew Luby. he's quite good at delivering babies as well. See, without Andrew Luby, and Andrew Luby said a fiver, and your man said you're 2D. I'll tell you what, says Andrew. There's a namesake of mine down the Fourpenny Road in Gordon, Johnny Luby. He's not a doctor, he's a quack. He's top class at making and delivering babies. So your man comes in front of Johnny Luby and he said, I was with Frank Curry, he's a tenor. I was with Andrew Luby, he's a fiver. What will you charge me? And I said, will you get a base in the water? Christ, he said, that's grand. That won't cost me anything. What'll I do? I said, throw a sixpenny bit into it. Jesus, he said, that's fantastic. He said, what'll happen? Well, I said, if the young fellow's as main as you, he'll come out and get it.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good indeed.
Every time I think of the maternity, I think of that, you know. But they're talking about maternity leave and the whole lot, and paternity leave. And what about grand paternity leave?
Yeah, the least.
I mean, we must be entitled to something. We say,
Whoa, don't be counting me in there. I'm not a grandparent. Don't you be dragging me into that with you now.
About we, myself. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay then.
Carly said one time, who's this we? I said, myself I'm talking about.
Right.
But I said, we love to see him down, but by God, do we sing songs when they go back home. But, friend, of course, we're talking about the cans going up and things like that.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Yeah.
I think they're not going up enough.
Unit pricing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're not going up enough. You know, I mean, like 10 cents is a waste of time. I would actually go further and look, I'd up the thing about it, but I'd make sure that this wasn't, a property tax-ish like property tax, that to another government, maybe tax situation. I'd put on maybe a euro onto the can, but I would give it back to the various youth centres, whether it is in the GA or the rugby or the
very good point.
Soccer or whatever else.
Yeah.
And that I would make sure that it went back along the line.
But that won't happen, Johnny. It will just go into the coffers, you know?
But you see, that's the only thing I'm afraid of, you see. And I couldn't give out about the guards and that because I'll tell you why, Fran. Tis like everything else. I could certainly see the point of trying to make sure that does not drink sold to underage.
But the amount of abuse they got on social media last night for doing their job.
Well, you see, thanks be to God, I haven't a clue what social media is. And I don't want to know anything about it. But that's only my opinion, friend, that it can go too far, we'll say, the social media can weigh at times.
I know.
But, like, there's nothing wrong with it in trying to keep the youngsters away.
Absolutely. For sure. Listen, cheer us all up. Talk to me about hurling, because Tipperary and Limerick, and it uplifts us to even think of it. It's great, isn't it?
That shower over there across the bar.
I knew you were going to start.
Brian, you see, I got Declan Hannon, he'd be Declan from Tullis, to do a snap or a snap iPod or chat or whatever it was about to GoFundMe.
Yes.
And of course, I text his dad back to say thanks to Declan. And he said, look, there's absolutely nothing at all. He says, keep it going. I said, there's only one thing better than that if Tipperary could beat Limerick in an All Ireland. So, needless to say, there was question marks sent back. Now, it's always a humdinger of a game, but even when Limerick weren't going as good as they are now, Tipperary always found it very hard to beat Limerick. They seem to rise to the occasion when they see the blue and gold out on the field of play. And I have no doubt that Limerick are the team to beat, Fran.
Do you think so?
That's not Clamorris or anything else. There's two teams to beat again this year. That's Dublin and Limerick. And Limerick are superb athletes. They're a well-drilled outfit. They have 24 or 5 big players. And I mean, like, physically big and well able to hurl and that. And, like, there's a lot of onus now on the referee in the new game, the new rules that are out there. Like, he can blow a whistle for a penalty if he thinks that Frank Curry is going to score the goal. And he also has to allow in his mind at the same time, I wonder, was Johnny Luby, the goalkeeper, going to save it? Mm-hmm. And no matter what the referee does, in my book, he's in a no-win situation. But it should be a superb game tomorrow night. And the Tip team tonight will be announced. Please God.
Will there be a lot of youngsters in there? Will there be?
I still think he'll have 9 or 10 of the older players. He'll have to, like, for experience with the young fellas and that. It's with Tip FM tomorrow night. It's certainly a game to tune into. Jonathan Cullen is announcing the team tonight. Please God, and let's all tune in and to wish him the very best of luck. Because, Fran, it's like everything else. Tipperary, just the blue and gold, it raises our spirits here in the county. And it's a superb occasion always when we start off each year dreaming of maybe in Croke Park and things like that. But, Fran, listen to me as this is. I'd prefer to be beaten in the first round than beaten by Limerick in an All-Ireland final. Just one shower. I loved him, but I can't stand him.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of talk about the relevance of the league, particularly, I suppose, now, Johnny. Is it just kind of a
trial? It's like trialing a greyhound. You need to trial them on the schooling tracks to educate them. And certainly, Liam Sheedy and the lads will find out what the boys have inside in their jerseys, in the hearts, and the whole lot, and to see are they up for the huge occasion, which it always is, to represent your county. It's a tremendous pride and passion and all of that. And I have no doubt, Fran, tis like everything else, the Tipperary lads won't be found wanting. I'd love to be in a dressing room to hear Liam Sheedy, to see him clenching that fist.
Wouldn't it be great? Like, I heard a strange thing on national radio this morning. They were talking about Tipperary, and they said Tipperary is never far from the summit and never far from the cliff where hurling is concerned. It was a strange kind of thing to say, was it?
Well, one part of it was, anyway. We're never too far from the summit, friend.
I
honestly believe that, as I said, Limerick are the best team. I certainly think that we are there or thereabouts for second place. But second place isn't much good to us, you know.
What about Waterford, Johnny?
Waterford and Liam Cahill down there. Doing marvellous work. But, friend, Tipperary, I'll guarantee you one thing. You'll see a different Tipperary team out this year, friend. And you can say that Johnny Luby said it on the 6th or the 7th of May. You will see a far different team out this year. Mm. I have no doubt about it. And if not, friend, the first man I'm getting rid of is Timmy Floyd.
I knew you'd mention Timmy Floyd. Johnny, look after yourself.
His mother-in-law thinks that you're the nearest thing to God. What do you think of that?
I think she's a woman with extreme taste.
right.
Look after yourself, Johnny. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's a great Johnny Luby cheering us up every single Friday. We never know what he's going to say, you see. We never know what he's going to talk about. We never know what he's going to say. So anyway, it's always great crack. Let me take a break. We'll be back with our panel. It's 22 past 11 right now.
The Mental Health Minute from Tip FM and the HSE.
Hi, Andrew Luby here. Irish people love to talk. We'll talk about the weather, what we're up to, or even what the neighbours are up to. But not everybody finds talking easy, especially about their problems. And when we're not seeing friends and family as much as we'd like to at the moment, that can be really unhealthy. So try to share any worries you have with people you trust, a friend, a family member, or even a health professional. You don't have to solve anything or come to any dramatic conclusions, but you'll often find that just chatting about a problem makes everything seem better. Afterwards, you'll feel lighter, more relaxed, and less alone. And there are lots of other anonymous and confidential listening supports that you can access by phone, text, or online anytime, day or night. It's really good to talk.
Whatever you're going through, you can always find trusted information on mental health supports and services at yourmentalhealth.ie or through the 24-hour Your Mental Health Information line, 1-800-111-888.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.